Pro-Palestinian mob attacks Beyoncé over her film opening in Israeli theaters. By Simon Kent on November 28, 2023. Pro-Palestinian fans of pop star Beyoncé are turning on the performer because her Renaissance concert film will be screened in Israel. The movie was shot during Beyoncé's record-breaking Renaissance World Tour and is set for theatrical release on December 1. The piece follows the Grammy winner as she works out the details for the show, then takes it on the road from Stockholm, Sweden, to Kansas City, Mo, and parts in between. Trouble is, Newsweek reports pro-Palestinian fans are unhappy the movie will be shown in Israeli cinemas. Related, bummer, Beyoncé helped down from malfunctioning prop tank during concert. The mob took to social media to vent against the singer, criticizing her for championing causes such as civil rights and female empowerment but not taking a stand in the Israel-Hamas conflict. That war started October 7 when Hamas terrorists raided Israel in an attack featuring mass rape, torture, kidnapping and slaughter of civilians. She's nobody's savior. Just another capitalist who doesn't care about Palestine, wrote Wambui Wamwatha on X, the social network formerly known as Twitter. Come on, Beyoncé, how is that your sister is more vocal about what's happening in Palestine and you're not? Black liberation intersects with Palestinian liberation. If you don't cancel that movie in Tel Aviv, this shouldn't even be a debate. Posted at Hemas ID. Beyoncé is supporting Israel as they are committing a genocide by allowing her film to be featured there. We can't in one breath be made about Taylor Swift hypocrisy while turning a blind eye to Beyoncé. I love the queen, but I can love her and still not support this film, posted at Stitch. There's no such thing as an ethical billionaire and most of us acknowledge that. I know Beyoncé is a capitalist but y'all are not going to make her the face of this genocide like she's the only person showing her film in Israel. Take it up with AMC, added at Nosafal underscore. Beginning in May 2023, the Renaissance World Tour spanned 56 shows across 12 countries. By September, the tour had added $90 million to the 42-year-old's net worth, taking her from $450 million to $540 million in less than a year. It is about Beyoncé's intention, hard work, involvement in every aspect of the production, her creative mind and purpose to create her legacy, and master her craft, a press release said previewing the film. Received with extraordinary acclaim, Beyoncé's Renaissance World Tour created a sanctuary for freedom and shared joy for more than 2.7 million fans. Beyoncé has yet to speak out on the Israel-Hamas war, Newsweek points out. However, she did cancel two planned gigs in Israel in 2016. The dates were added as an extension to Beyoncé's Formation World Tour, but ended up being dropped from the schedule. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.